Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth. I know I'm my, do I look like Pastor April? A little? No, not really. I couldn't fool you, huh? So, well, I'm glad to be here with you today while April's away, and I wanted to ask you to help the whole congregation with something today. Do you think you could do that? What I'd like you to do is everybody is going to be hearing a gospel story in a little while once you go to Sunday school. And it's about a man who kept hearing voices. He was hearing loud voices all the time. And I wanted everybody to be able to imagine what it would be like if we heard loud voices all the time. So I thought I would ask you to help us do that. And what I want to ask you to do is I'm going to ask a question, and everybody will yell out the answer all at once. Is that okay with you? I can see you're really well-behaved. And very polite. So this isn't going to come naturally, right? But maybe the rest of the congregation will help us with the first question, okay? So you don't have to try this at school. We're at home. But just for now, I'll ask a question. Everybody shout out the answer, okay? You ready? What's your name?
Red.
Good job. Good job. Okay. What's your favorite color?
Red.
And it's getting louder. Okay. What's your favorite sport?
Red.
Oh, what about other sports? What's your favorite game? What's your favorite... Okay, what's your favorite sports team? Okay. Gosh, the voices come from all over the place. What else should we ask? How about, do you ever go to the zoo? Anybody like the zoo? What's your favorite animal to see at the zoo? How about, do you have a favorite animal at the zoo? You like this? A giraffe. Good one. How about you? Any animals at the zoo? The monkeys maybe? Or the baby panda bear. Have you seen the baby panda? Maybe over the summer you can go to the zoo and see all those animals. Well, anyway, we didn't get too loud, even with the whole congregation joining in. It didn't hurt my ears. Did it hurt yours? No? Anybody's ears hurting from all those voices at once? The nice thing was everybody was saying good things. We were all saying things we like. But in the story that the grown-ups are going to hear today, it's a story about a man. This poor man is hearing voices that are mean. They're hurting him. They're telling him mean things. They're telling him he's a bad person, and it makes him feel bad. So Jesus comes, and he puts a stop to it. He says, no more of that. He tells the voices to be quiet. And he tells the man to listen for the most important voice of all. Do you know whose voice that is? It's God's voice. And God's voice tells the man, I love you just the way you are. And that same voice of God wants to tell each one of us that same message. I love you just the way you are. And so that's the voice that we always want to remember, no matter what other voices we're hearing. So before you go to Sunday school, may we have a prayer together? Come join hands. Oh, I know my hands are cold. Sorry about that. Thank you, God, for sending us Jesus to show us and tell us how much you love us. And may we always remember that your voice to us is a word of love. Amen.